Welcome to Scrap Heap Challenge, the eco-friendly home of bodging. This week, two off-the-peg teams of mechanical magicians face a peculiarly off-the-wall challenge. They have to harness the forces of Mother Nature to produce one of these, a cup of coffee.
But first, the teams must grind their coffee beans, as many as they can in just 1 hour and using only the power of the wind. Now, we're giving them the grinder, so they don't have to worry about that. But they do have to find a way of driving it by building themselves a windmill.
Our first bunch of windy millers are the Manic Mechanics, three highly tuned motor repairmen from a BMW garage in Ipswich.
My name's Tony and I'm the team captain of the Manic Mechanics. I've worked with Wayne for about 4 years and Chris for about two. As the captain, I'm going to try and keep everything organised and keep team spirits high.
My name's Wayne, I'm a DIY fanatic. There's nothing that I wouldn't have a go at. I'll be getting in there, getting my hands dirty. Chris is the beef of the team.
My name's Chris. They both really see me as the relaxed member of the team. Everything will go in my stride. Wayne will never take anything serious in his life. Tony will feel as the mother of the group.
I'll tell you, motto come on is just something we invented at work where things are getting a little bit down, everyone's a little bit miserable. We just all have a general shout at the top of our voices.
Come on!
To help the Manic Mechanics, we've scoured the country for a windmill wizard and tracked down Jim Barr. Jim's a computer science lecturer who's built shed loads of windmills in his spare time, all of them out of scrap.
Their opponents are a bunch of technology teachers from Heath Park School in Wolverhampton. Sir, and Miss are the techno teachers.
My name's Tim and I'm the leader of the techno teachers. I'm a design and technology teacher at Heath Park High School. My team members are Andy and Juliet.
My name's Andrew, I'm the head of design technology at Heath Park High School in Wolverhampton. It'll be the perfect opportunity for Tim and Juliet to get their own way back on me, because I tend to do all the bossing around.
Can you go outside, please?
Up we go, please, folks! Down you go!
I'm Juliet, I'm a technician, and I work with Andy and Tim. Tim will come up with some brilliant ideas. I'll be the constructional person, and Andy will get it sawn up, get it all ready. He's a positive doer.
We're not your typical teachers. I think that's what makes us so different.
To tutor the techno teachers to the top of the class, we've recruited windmill scientist Giles Pearson. Originally from Zimbabwe, Giles has been building and designing windmills for 20 years. He was even one of a team of boffins who built the biggest wind turbine in the world.
Blow wind, crack your cheeks, rage, blow. You Manic Mechanics and techno teachers, do not down your tools until you have built the most thought-executing, thunder-striking, nature-cracking windmill that can grind flat this humble coffee bean. Kathy, start the ball rolling, please. Okay, teams, you have 10 hours from when this ball hits the bottom of the scrap heap timer. So wait for it, it's not there yet.
But before they can build, it's back to school. The techno teachers look very at home around the blackboard, but the Manic Mechanics seem equally quick on the draw.
One way of doing that is to have the blade like that, tripod, long drive shaft, mill.
Would it be good to have a hub with that shaft? That
Beefy Chris reckons they can bodge it all together with old car parts.
This is where I'm so pleased to hear who you guys work for.
Jim and the Manic Mechanics plan to mount a set of 12 fan blades on the wheel hub of an old car axle, with the coffee grinder connected somehow to the opposite end. For extra wind power, they need height, so the plan is to raise the axle up to 20 feet on a strong tower. As long as they point the blades straight at the wind, it should be efficient.
We need to look at fan blades, a bearing, a shaft, something to take the drive through 90 degrees.
A tower, yeah.
On the other side of the wall, Giles and the techno teachers are plotting a design that looks, well, frankly, pretty wacky.
Now, this rotates in this plane like this. The beauty of this design is that it takes the wind from any direction.
The techno teacher's windmill has just two blades, but these will fly around vertically, not horizontally. The two blades are held upright by a supporting framework and connected to a central drive shaft, which links them to the coffee grinder. It's clever, it's controversial, but can wind guru Giles and those swotty teachers make it work?
The tube's the most critical thing we've got to get first.
I suggest you race out and just get the tube, bring it back, and then we'll have something to get our teeth into here. It's got to be straight, dead straight. We don't want any wobbles.
So the race is on for the very best scrap. Andy and Juliet are scavenging for the techno teachers, while the Manic mechanics have sent out Chris and Wayne. The Manics are on the scrounge for loads of sheet metal for their 12 fan blades, a car axle to mount them on, and a big strong tower to support the lot. The Technos also need sheet metal for their two vertical blades.
I'm trying to get this bit of sheet and I'm bound up here.
They'll also need steel poles galore for a support structure and a super straight pole for their drive shaft.
Yeah, you can bring it in here. Go for the aluminium if you can, because it's a bit lighter.
Team Captain Tim teaches technology to over 400 school kids, and you can bet that every single one of them will be watching right now to see how Sir gets on over the next 10 hours.
And I've brought your grinder for you.
Oh, thank you.
It's an adjustable one.
Oh, wow.
It has an adjustment here for fine or rough.
Okay.
So depending on what coffee you like. I like mine
what
quite fine,
like?
Really. I'm fine.
Yeah. Manic boys.
I'm not manic. I tell you, I'm not manic.
A small but very heavy token of my affection.
Thank you very much. You shouldn't.
That's what's going to be doing the business.
It looks like a radar, you know, radar scanner at the moment.
It does, yeah.
But I mean,
an aerial. And what we're doing, we're having a vertical axis windmill.
So, wait a minute, it goes around that way?
It goes around that way.
Right.
Yeah, if you can't find any more of that rectangle tube in the 25 by 50, if you can, it's just for the arm to go across to put the two aerofoils out.
But what's their basic design? Is it going to be
It's a wibbly, it's like a, you know those Australian clothes hanging things that go around in a circle? It's one of them. I think they're just hanging
that
a load of pants on it.
That familiar thing, the Australian clothes hanging thing.
A twirly washing line, but with sort of wings on it, I think. I don't understand it yet. I pretended I did.
Round.
Yeah, it goes that way round.
It's a that way round thing, not a that way round thing. You think that he did definitely hear the challenge right? He doesn't think that
I think it could be he's going for the solar drying championship.
You're off cut on the table there.
The Manic Mechanics captain, Tony, reckons the differential from a car will make a perfect windmill axle.
So is there a particular ideal motor for to make that bit of a windmill? Just in case anyone at home might want to do the same.
We saw an old BMW out there,
right,
which we know quite well, obviously. So we know that they've got centre bearings and prop shafts.
So classy windmill in the office.
It's in a scrapyard, so. We're thinking of a car hub for the bearing for the fan. So everything will basically be assembled, and perhaps an old wheel that we can attach the blades to.
Right.
We haven't really gone into too much design on the frame, but it's obviously scaffold pole, angle iron.
Right.
Of course, the ideal frame would be a ready-made one.
What on earth is this?
Like the tower Wayne's looking at.
No, that's no good. Ah! Wayne! I've got another couple of blades here.
Wayne! What's this? It's a bloody tower.
Well, it's exactly what we want.
This is a tower. It's ready-made. We can assemble it actually here. And then pop it on and wind it up when we need it.
Yeah.
Wayne hasn't realised it's a portable tower, normally used for safety lighting at motorway roadworks. It's perfect for their windmill, but the only one who's seen the light is Jim.
I can't believe it. They were standing right by it.
Well, if Jimmy wants it, he's got it.
Are you ready for this?
You've deserted me.
No, I'm going to make you a very happy team
Go on,
leader.
In, mate.
We have found a tower that folds down and winches up.
Ah, amazing.
Come on!
Hello!
Doesn't scream windmill.
To an expert, everything screams windmill.
This is cool, because this has got stability, because it's got
it
the
has got these
legs
things
that
come out, back, front, all over.
And it's heavy, and, trust us.
And honestly, I reckon that by the time we winch that up, we can lose that, and those three will be enough to get us the altitude we need. And you
bodging up a windmill may be a novel experience for our teams, but the technology goes back a long way.
The earliest windmills were built in the East over 4,000 years ago. So began the widespread use of wind power for water pumping and grain milling. Over the next 600 years, windmills got steadily bigger and better, until the arrival of steam power led to their demise. But windmills made a comeback in the 1970s. With the price of oil spiralling, wind farms were built as an alternative source of electricity. Numerous different designs were developed, including vertical axis windmills, used commercially in California. Now there are dozens of wind farms dotted around the more exposed parts of Britain, which currently produce about 1.5% of our national energy needs. One of the country's top windmill boffins is our judge this week, Gordon Proven. Gordon began his engineering career 30 years ago in the nuclear industry, but now works at the opposite end of the power-generating spectrum, devoting all his time to developing and manufacturing new types of windmill.
The thing I'm confused about these guys is that their windmill seems to be going the wrong way. It's going round in that way, rather than... I've only ever seen them do that.
It's like two airplane wings which are sticking up either side of it, each pointing opposite directions on a central shaft. It's called a vertical axis windmill because that shaft is vertical.
Right.
The big advantage of it is that the shaft brings that power down to the bottom where you can stick your coffee grinder or generator or whatever on down at ground level. Easy to manipulate then. The other good thing about it is it doesn't matter which way the wind comes because these things are spinning round and it, by magic of physics, the wind from any direction will give it power.
The blades on the Techno Teacher's design work like the wings on an aircraft. The curved upper surface makes the air flow faster over the top of the wing, which reduces the air pressure. The higher air pressure beneath it is what produces lift. The effect is known as Bernoulli's principle, and the blades on the Techno's windmill work the same way. But because they're fixed to a central pole, they can't fly away, so they go round in circles. By turning the Techno's pair of spinning wings upright, the windmill rotates on a vertical axis, which makes it easier to connect to the coffee grinder.
To make their spinning wings, the Technos need some suitably high-tech thin metal sheeting.
I think that's the thing I love about this show. They really look after the stuff they find, you know. Got a load of rubbish. I mean, they've just got a lot of old fridges. It's like a second-hand shop on the Cali Road. It's awful. But I mean, they talk a lot. But no, they are. There's just nothing to see really yet. Well, you're lot are doing a radio antenna, aren't they?
They've found something they're very, very excited about, and now they're thinking that they can put that flat, do all their construction on the ground, and then
and
lift the whole thing up.
I saw them doing winding up and down. They were very excited about that.
Yeah.
Now the Manic Mechanics have got their tower, the next crucial bit is a car axle to carry the fan blades.
Need one with a prop shaft that's got no prop shaft.
The plan is to fix the car axle on top of the tower and then weld the fan blades onto one of the wheel hubs. When the tower is raised and the blades pointed into the wind, the axle bearing should help the windmill turn smoothly and efficiently.
Okay, let's go.
Wayne may have slipped up with the lighting tab, but when it comes to car axles, he's got it gripped.
Be a football hooligan, no worries.
Look at that. Is that long enough?
Respect, Wayne, respect. It may not be much to look at, but if that back axle's okay, the team will be motoring.
Hold it there, leave it there.
Lovely. Hair brake works, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I can see it turning now.
Spark twine.
Brake fluid.
I love that.
Brake
everywhere.
Fluid, axle oil.
Stinky smells.
Petrol.
Excellent. Watch yourself on that spring. Let it drop. Jubbly.
Lovely jubbly. Cut them.
If I ever break down in Ipswich, I know who to call.
Now.
All they've got to do now is stick the axle on top of the tower. The lads have a plan, and so does Jim. Trouble is, they're not the same.
So we use the face of the angle iron? Yeah, you're right.
Angled like that.
So you want two bits like that?
No. I'm thinking of having the angle like that.
Oh, right, yeah.
And like that.
Yeah.
And then you bolt this.
I understand what
and then you put a flat another one angle that way and that way, and that's the bit that it sits in.
Is it going to be any easier?
Well, it's going to sit on there, isn't it?
So that's what's going to sit on there?
The diff.
It won't sit on it.
Tony's grabbed a ready-made bit of metalwork, which he reckons will hold the axle onto the tower. Jim can't quite see it.
I'm not saying this is wrong, and I really want to pursue all the ideas, but what I see is that by doing this, the only thing you're doing is going for a readily available frame that actually doesn't solve the problem, because in itself it's too light.
On the other side of the wall, the Techno teachers are facing a trigonometry test.
Well, 3 metres and 6 centimetres.
They're trying to build a tripod to support their windmill, but the poles for the legs are too short.
So make the shaft that high and keep
it
short.
Yeah, but it won't be supported by the bearing, it'll be an overhang.
Ah, you're right.
Team Captain Tim's got his sums all horribly wrong.
At the top.
We don't have problems.
Right, so to get this back to being the triangle you're on about, we need to do two more.
It wouldn't be so bad, but at work, Tim's boss is Andy.
So we'll add another 50 centimetres onto them.
Sorry?
Well, another 50 on.
Centimetres onto them.
It's going to be tricky, isn't it?
So what's happened? Have you cut?
I've cut the things too short.
Did you get that?
The main pyramid that we need to get the angle so the blades don't crash. It's sort of half a metre shorter. So
half an inch short.
Half a metre.
Half a metre, sorry. Half a metre short.
We wouldn't worry about half an inch.
No, I was going to say.
Just put some bricks under it or something.
It's all right, Tim. No problem. We'll rectify your mistake.
We're going to weld them onto it.
While Andy plans extra maths homework for Tim, nice. Juliet, the department's technical assistant, gets on with the job.
Teams, you have 6 hours construction time remaining. 6 hours remaining. Thank you.
Okay, we're doing all right.
The Mannocks are making their 12 fan blades from old fridges. Nice and easy to cut, but they look a bit flimsy to me.
The Mannocks are going to fix their windmill blades around the rim of a car wheel. To stop them wobbling all over the place, they plan to weld on 12 beefy metal spokes. These spokes need to be seriously strong, as the wind could well be whipping the blades around at considerable speed. If the spokes aren't thick enough, the windmill could wobble itself into oblivion.
Wayne?
Yeah?
Jim was saying about the 14mm pipe which you brought back earlier. Is there any more?
Do you mean the angled iron stuff?
Wayne's hunting for spokes, but he's not having much luck finding the right material for Jim.
Tell him to hold on.
Jim wants rectangular steel bar, which he reckons will be easier to weld. All Wayne's got is some thin angle iron.
We're wasting a lot of time out there, Jim.
No flat pipe.
Can we nibble it all the way down?
Jim changes his mind and goes for plan B, the angle iron.
Folding it over will be better.
To make it stronger, Jim comes up with plan C, crush it flat.
So you're crushing all of them, is that what you're doing?
Yeah. Change his mind.
Captain Pugwash, what are we doing now?
What I saw was as you were crushing the last bit at the end, this bit was flapping all over the place, and I thought, no, that's too high price to pay.
Jim's now onto plan D. Bend it just a bit, which should keep it stronger. Jim's constant changes of direction are starting to put the wind up the Ipswich boys.
Wayne, I heard you, got a bit snippy with the Jim a while ago, was it? On the old... was he a bit cushy about finding the right sort of metal?
Oh, yeah.
He's enthusiastic, isn't he?
In particular.
Yeah.
I believe he saw something we didn't.
You couldn't quite find it, whatever it was he saw.
It was definitely a different scrapyard.
With over half the day gone, Jim and the Mannix seem to be going round in circles.
Is there any more rectangle steel bar out there, did you find?
Have you buggered the others up, then?
While the technos are struggling to master their measurements before the bell goes, will either team finish anything?
We've got our team of motor mechanics who are building a sort of traditional windmill, but with 12 very wibbly-wobbly blades, and our team of technology teachers from Wolverhampton who are building a sort of windmill that's going to go round the wrong way with two rather wibbly-wobbly blades as well.
So it's just a great big wibbly-wobbly windmill competition.
It's also wibbly-wobbly weather. Mother Nature has decided this is going to be the scrap heap from hell. It's bucketing down.
The Mannock mechanics have fixed their car axle onto the motorway lighting tower. The next job is to weld a dozen fan blades to one of the wheel hubs. But as the blades are very wibbly-wobbly, they need strong metal spokes for support. Our judge, Gordon Proven, doesn't think their spoke material is exactly bespoke.
The Mannocks are making basically a spoked wheel with blades on the ends of the spokes.
Yeah.
And the spokes they seem to have chosen to use look very weak to me.
Yeah, Robert and I were talking about that. Very flippy-floppy.
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be a lot of wind pressure on these, and if they do go along as they are, I think it will just hold up. I mean, they should have been using this type of stuff here, which they actually gathered a lot of.
These are your spokes?
Yeah, are spokes.
I've just been having a word with Gordon, our judge, and he's
worried.
Interested, shall we say, in why you're not using slightly stronger material for these. There's lots of lovely strips of 1-inch steel tubing out there, and actually you've got quite a lot round here. Supposing you did have to have a bit of a change of plan and resort to something stronger,
how much would that
put you behind?
If we were to go for that tube, that would not slow us up now, because we could just go for that tube
It's just chopping it to length.
Yeah,
basically.
Chop it to length, which would be quicker than this stuff in a way. But I don't like welding rounds to flats.
Yeah.
But you are making me think.
So it's back to the scrap heap for Wayne. At least this time they're all agreed on those poles.
All right, it's one more bit. Needs a bit of a straighten.
Teams, you have 4 hours remaining. 4 hours construction time remaining.
Bearing under the top there.
There's a bearing.
The techno teachers are ripping apart an old wheel bearing to help their central shaft spin smoothly.
Bend that round.
Back on the scrap heap, wind power, scrap and terrible weather are making life miserable.
Can I do anything?
Oh, how
is it? I'm joking.
Yeah, you're right. Right. You're wet, miserable. Oh, shit. Okay, let's haul it up.
With 3 hours to go, Tim's finally got his leg measurements sorted, and the technos have something to look at. This tripod will support their windmill, if they ever get round to building one.
Yeah, you've got something to show.
There we got it. So, Gordon, there's under 3 hours to go. Who do you think's in the lead at the moment?
A quick snap answer is, I think, the mechanics are in the lead. The technos have got very little to show.
Not kidding.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't even started making blades. And
no, no.
With a windmill, one of the things you need is blades, and yeah. If I haven't got any blades, it's not going to do anything. It may be deceptive in a little bit, in that they've got a very simple machine. They've only got two blades to make. So they'll go quite quickly. I mean, the manic mechanics of, as we can see right now, going up, have got an easy start with a ready-made tower almost. Yeah. They've got the diff on top. They've got their rotor half-made, blades all cut, so they look as though they're well on.
Yeah.
They've still got the problem of getting the drive shaft down to the bottom, though, which hasn't been built yet.
Expert Jim's plan is to attach a very long drive shaft to the car axle and fix the grinder to the other end of it at ground level. But Tony wants to forget the drive shaft and put the grinder straight on the axle. The question is, how will they feed it with coffee beans when it's 20 feet up in the air? It's decision time for the team captain.
Do you think if you hold it for long enough, then you'll get inspiration?
Yeah. Now, we have a difference of opinion how to mount the grinder.
Oh, really? Who thinks what?
Jim is going for the pop shaft with this low down.
Yeah.
I was thinking more along the lines to make things really simple. Why not bolt it up with the diff?
Yeah. Oh, you're no still pop shafts, thinking about that?
And
put a big hopper on it and just fill it with coffee.
Yeah, self-feeder.
Yeah. So how are you going to resolve it? Well, you're team captain,
yeah,
so
you can just
wield power.
It's up to you to decide.
Going with the flow.
Despite being captain, Tony is overruled and the team decide to put the grinder on the end of the drive shaft.
Whip the wheel off that and just weld that directly to the other end of the prop.
It's not quite got the despotic captain regime going.
No. What's that course that you go on when you learn how to be really...
Assertiveness course.
Sorry. Yes, I...
Do you think they've got time to fit one in the next hour?
Some sort of box with a stair.
So now Jim and Tony are working together like a well-oiled machine. Whoops, whoa. Steady as you go.
Oh, excellent.
Brilliant.
Excellent.
Brilliant.
Is that your spinning up
yes,
starter?
Yes.
Next door, the techno teachers are considering how to start their windmill, as the wind alone won't do it.
I don't know where it went. Oh, there it is. It's hiding here.
Oh, that's it.
Jesus.
Oh, that came off.
Okay. That goes on. Oh,
wow.
Yes. Yes.
Beautiful fit.
Their starter motor is a wheel hub attached to the bottom of the drive shaft with a length of rope wound round it. To start the windmill, they'll all pull like crazy and spin it like a giant top. Once it's turning, the wind should take over. The big advantage of their design is that the wind direction doesn't matter. But if the wind speed drops, they'll have to restart their machine by hand every time.
Ah, now is the rope tied to that wheel?
No.
All right.
It'll come away.
Yeah, good. No, because that was...
Yeah.
I've done a rough calculation, assuming what I can see, and if it goes to 300 RPM, it's in danger of breaking.
300 RPM. That does sound very fast.
See, but it could do that, you see, especially the way they're talking about operating it, which is starting it out with a rope, letting it run without any load on it first, and then applying the grinder to it. So without load on it, it'll very quickly go to high speed.
But Giles is less worried about speed than direction, because the coffee grinder only grinds clockwise.
That's got to go clockwise. That means that's got to go anti-clockwise. Yeah. So this is going anti-clockwise. Is that right? Hang on.
Clockwise?
Wait a minute. Just let me think. Okay. That's going anti-clockwise and that's going clockwise. Let me just check it once, because if it's wrong, then the thing will go backwards. Clockwise. Anti-clockwise. Anti-clockwise from above. Anti-clockwise from above. Yeah, anti-clockwise from above.
That's okay.
So who's your money on?
Well, I still think these guys.
Do you?
Yeah, I honestly do. Cause I understand what they're doing, and it's really simple. You know, it's a bar that goes around that spins a wheel.
That's true.
That's directly driving the grinder. There's nothing else in between it.
Yeah.
So if it spins,
it's got to do something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just whether it'll actually spin or not in the first place.
Or whether it will even
wind
reach
it up.
Completion.
Yeah.
I think this is the first time I've ever had my money on neither team.
Teams, you have 1 hour remaining. 1 hour construction time remaining.
The Manics are very manic at the moment.
They're falling back a bit, yeah. And they're now ending up, because they've got 12 blades, and I don't think they need 12 blades.
And they've got 10 now. They've got 10.
Six would have done.
Six would have done with it?
Of course they would, yeah.
Oh, don't tell them now.
No, I won't tell them now. I'll tell them later.
Yeah. But you reckon the technos
if the technos had worked as a team like that and anybody, I mean, they're now working as a production team.
Yes.
All panicking.
Yeah.
Panic's a great stimulant.
Right, panic can also lead to disaster, and once again the techno teachers have gone a bit blustery in the measuring department. This time it's their blades that are too short.
I'm saying we've made two flaps.
Yeah.
To span the distance of those,
right.
And just pop rid of them.
Yeah.
So we've got that.
They've built a frame for 1.5 metre long blades, but they've cut the blades 0.5 metre too short.
Is this going to work? This is what I want to try and convince myself. It's going to work without any other welding, really. It's going to stay put.
Okay. There's no use drilling it, and then you find out that it's the wrong.
Let's go.
Okay.
So is this a total disaster, guys, or is it just one of those things?
No, this is going exactly to plan.
Is it exactly to plan?
So it's back to key stage one. Just as well the GCSE metalwork syllabus doesn't include bodgecraft.
Oh, it all looks groovy. I mean, it would be great. If you had another 3 weeks, it would be brilliant, wouldn't it?
Cheers.
With time running out, they'll have to live with the pint-sized blades, even if that means the windmill is slower, or maybe doesn't work at all.
The Manics have nearly finished welding their blades onto the wheel hub. Now they need to figure out how to fix the drive shaft to the other end of the axle.
Yeah, I think that's very rough, though. Okay. Yeah.
Normally, the wheels on a car axle turn in the same direction. But because the Manic mechanics have removed bits of their axle to fit it on the tower, the two wheels now rotate in opposite directions. However, the grinder only grinds when turned clockwise, so the team must make sure the blades spin anti-clockwise when viewed from the front. Otherwise, they'll have the world's first wind-powered, ungrinding coffee grinder.
Hang on, guys, I want you to think about this. That axle is going to turn as if one wheel is going forwards, the other is going in reverse.
Yep.
Right, that's all I wanted.
Which way does the coffee grinder?
Well, it's not going to make any difference, is it? Oh! That is the point.
Is the coffee grinder only go one way?
I think the coffee grinder... Yes, the coffee grinder only goes one way.
Yes, it only goes round one way. Very late in the day to have just realised that, Jim.
Teams, you have 30 minutes remaining. 30 minutes of construction time remaining.
Kevin!
Come on!
We can do this. Not.
Is this the moment we've all been waiting for?
We hope so.
You didn't say it was going to be here.
Don't stop it! Just sharp edges. Oh, was.
Rotate the tub from the bottom. Rotate it anti-clockwise and lower the hub.
Lower.
That's it, down. Mine down.
And anti-clockwise. There you go.
Watch your fingers.
The car axle makes a perfect bearing. Look, they can push it round with one finger.
Right. Stand by.
Now, check that. Right, go for it.
Canary War for it. They got a rival.
Come on! So it's looking a successful launch for the Manic Mechanics.
Come blow you in.
Yeah. Shouldn't move.
What's Chris is going into orbit if he stays holding on to that for very much longer.
Jim's ecstatic. His design has left the launch pad in perfect shape.
I've just realised something. The weight of that, it's going to be too much for him.
We might have to hang something this down.
I know it is.
We're going to have to put...
Do you want a rope over the top?
Over the wall, the techno teachers are not far behind.
No.
It's time to raise their sails.
Okay.
Good grief, is that it? Those wings look pathetic.
Woo!
Okay, and here.
Ooh, oh,
quite a good tack. Okay.
Ooh, oh, painful.
It's resting on this tyre. Oh no! Put a pipe under here and lever this up.
Yeah. Watch this. Doesn't,
and
it
and
doesn't
slide something. Wait, we've got to have something to slide under. Oh. Wait.
Where?
Put a block of wood in
gone,
there.
Gone
You're
Tim.
Pushing it sideways.
The wheel hub is jammed against the bottom of the frame. The whole lot's locked solid.
Teams, this is your 10-minute call. 10 minutes. 10 minutes. Thank you. Right, ready to offer up.
The Manic Mechanics just have time to attach the two pieces of gas piping that are going to be the drive shaft. It's the bottom end of that shaft that'll join on to the grinder.
Oh no!
Jeez!
It reverses. Right.
The blades are on back to front, which means the windmill will turn the grinder backwards. Hopefully they can sort something out tomorrow in the hour of tinkering they're allowed before the test begins.
Teams, this is your 5-minute call. You have 5 minutes left.
Just a little bit more.
No, I'll drop it first, sir. Hands free.
Okay, hang on, it's under. That should do it. Yeah!
Yes!
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 Yes! Yes!
Woo!
Woo! Auga! Let's get ready to rumble!
Surely you're pushing that round.
Teams, you have 1 minute left. 1 minute of pure construction time left.
No, but we're not going to make the ready for
Where's the grinder gone?
Inside, okay. Inside.
Drop it between these 2 points,
Okay, teams, that's it. Your time is up. It is time to down your tools. I don't want to take the wind out of your sails, but that really is it. So tomorrow will be the moment of truth when both your machines will be put to the test to see what you can do with one of these little fellas.
Yeah!
I just finished my first cup. Bit tried and tested.
This is Beachy Head, famous not only for its lighthouse and steep cliffs, but also for its wind. It's an ideal test site for our scrap heap windmills.
The challenge will last 1 hour and the teams have to grind as many coffee beans as they can, using only the power of the wind. But first they have an hour to bolt their windmills together and make final adjustments. Technos, you better get it right or those kids at school will give you hell.
Call yourself a technology teacher. Why don't you drill two?
8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19,
now,
20.
It's doing about 190 RPM then. Like,
the Manics had put their blades on the wrong way round, a bit of an engineering fiasco. Now they are reversing them, and for windmill expert Jim Barr, it's time to wipe the egg off his face.
I did know what I was trying to do, and I had worked out, I'd even asked my professionals here, and we'd gone through it, right, the rotor goes that way, it's got the dip in the way,
so it's
going to
go the other way,
and it'll come down. We did all this 3 times.
Yes.
And you heard me say I'd done it 3 times, it's even worse.
But I also saw you at the end of yesterday say,
oh my
it
God.
Goes the wrong way.
With the blades on the right way round, all the Manics need now is a nice, steady wind.
Well, the good news is there's plenty of wind, but the problem is it's blowing from all over the place. It's changing speed and direction literally by the minute. And the latest is the Met Office have just issued a gale warning for later on this afternoon.
So we've got this gale warning coming.
Okay.
So that's going to be end of windmills or end of filming or end of everything.
In addition to his judging duties, Gordon Proven is also responsible for making sure the test happens safely.
You to appoint a brake man, a safety man as well. You're the brake man and the emergency rope man as well.
The manic mechanics decide to chop their blades down so that when the gale arrives, their windmill will catch less of the wind and not turn too fast and shake to pieces.
But the technos are unconvinced about the gale warning.
The wind's not rising as fast as I thought.
No, I reckon to get them on. I really do.
Let's take no chances because I don't want to win this. So you put them on.
Put them on.
They're even wondering whether to gamble and extend their blades.
Okay, let's have a vote.
Yeah?
Yeah, we've got brakes. I'm going to put them on.
Okay.
Okay, all right.
Because the Manics are obviously thinking it's going to be gaily, and that's why they've cut their blades down, whereas the Technos are thinking
sensible.
It's not getting gaily enough, so we're going to put some extra ones on.
Yeah.
Who do you think's right?
I think the Manics are right.
Ah.
Particularly as the... Well, the problem is that the technos don't actually know if the machine is going to work at all. If we have a lot of wind, which is what's predicted, the bits of frame which are projecting on will actually act as an air brake and give a margin of safety. It's not a problem so much as not enough energy, it's a problem with how do you stop this thing going mad and running away and disintegrating.
So how could they actually stop it? God, how would you stop it if it just runs away? And
we've got an emergency system set up, highly sophisticated modern windmill technology, which is a very large piece of rope with a weight on the end.
And you just throw it at it.
You throw at it and try and...
You know, when we got here this morning, there was absolutely no weather, but a tiny little bit of wind. And now, there's loads of weather and absolutely no wind.
It depended on the speed of the wind to how much blade we put on there. And in the beginning, we thought it was going to be a lot of wind, so we were only going to put a small section of blade.
Were there at the end of yesterday.
We had the option to actually put those additional wings on. And in this particular case, we all decided... Didn't we?
Did we all decide?
We all decided. We put our hands up as well.
So you've gone for the all or nothing option, really, isn't it?
We've gone for all.
Here comes the wind.
Is this the start of the gale? Whatever, it's game on.
A clean fight, boys and girls, clean fight.
Teams, using the power of the wind, you have 1 hour to grind as much coffee as you can. The winning team will be the team that's ground the most coffee.
The only reason we'll stop you is if the wind speed gets up to more than 20 miles an hour, in which case you'll hear the emergency signal.
Oh.
And we'll ask you to stop your machine so no one gets killed.
Okay, teams, are you ready?
Yeah!
Okay, on my mark, grab your sacks and your bowls and get grinding. Ready?
You got it, huh?
It's a contest between a bodged-up piece of car scrap and a high-tech, albeit flimsy, design.
Let's go, now, let's go!
Well, the Manics are off to a nice, steady start.
Oh!
The Technos have to start their windmill with a tug of war, but will those puny wings fly?
We've got a problem with the brolly. Oh,
there we go. Right, okay, I've got him.
It's a slow but sure grind by the Manics.
It's coming.
It's coming out fine. Loosen it off a bit.
Right, we can grind. Drop it on, mate.
Drop it on.
See what it's like.
And the Technos are off.
Creepy, no?
Yeah, I think it is.
And the grinder is devouring those beans at some rate.
It's the tortoise in the hair.
Yes. Yeah.
The manics are the tortoise.
The tortoise and the snail at the moment.
No, it's a hare, but it keeps stopping
it's
for a
hare
rest.
It's a hare with two broken legs.
They've spent so long making those, and I'm using inverted commas here, wings. If they were the two wings on an aeroplane, I would not get on board.
Does the rain make any difference in that it just feels like...
Not a lot, no. It should actually help a bit, because damp air is heavier, therefore it will give more energy.
We don't need that sentence.
Wind's turned.
Oh no, the Manet Mechanic's worst nightmare. The wind has changed direction, and their windmill only works if it's pointing into the wind.
Jim, I think we should turn it.
It's still doing that, but only a little bit, so I think there's a definite change to south now.
Yeah.
And if they don't change it, I mean, there's a nice gust, and they're doing almost nothing with it.
Yeah. Turn.
It's going to be very difficult.
We could inch that a teeny bit, inch that.
Well, we're doing this, we can't be grinding. It's in their advantage.
You ready? Doesn't
the
things
that
need to be done?
Why isn't it turning? We've got a breeze.
Teams, you have 30 minutes grind time remaining. 30 minutes.
Go, we can go with you. Just keep going.
I can't see.
The Manics are losing so much precious grind time moving their windmill to face into the wind, whereas the Whirligig Wonder has just carried on.
We've got quite a serious wind shift.
Right, we're on slow.
That Met Office gale forecast is looking a bit suspect.
The wind has dropped.
The wind's dropped.
Hello?
Just wait a minute.
There's enormous tension in both teams as they stand around doing nothing.
That is the fundamental problem, isn't it? Yeah. They can't actually do
anything.
There's
not much they can do. They just stand and watch it and go, oh, the wind's gone down. And hold a coffee cup and get 4 granules of coffee per hour.
That's one advantage of the teacher's design. They get some exercise.
That's
they do.
True.
They're really working.
Come on! Come on! Push!
They're coming over to be hard. Okay. After a great deliberation.
The technos are up before the judge. They're bending the rules, turning their windmill by hand.
We're storing.
Which I think we have to
energy. Yeah.
Make the rule a bit harder and say, if you're going to restart it, do it with a rope.
We have a few little calls to the Met Office later on today, I think.
Because we would have had much bigger blades.
The Manics are wondering what's happened to the gale. They've banked everything on strong winds.
You're about to stop, Wayne.
Yeah.
Trimmed your blades down, wasn't it? It was on the basis of that gale warning.
We had a gale warning.
I'm a bit cross we did that. But, I mean, we had to make that decision at the time.
Yeah.
If it was wrong in retrospect.
I mean, if you think, if you had your longer blades on now, would that make a lot of difference in this sort of wind?
Yes.
Let go!
Perhaps it's just a lull before the storm. The wind's getting up again.
It was going then.
Gordon did admit...
It was going like that as well.
Yeah, it was going
He did admit earlier on that despite this design having featured in various different wind projects around the world...
It's not actually caught
nearly
on
all of them have been discontinued.
And quite often for this very reason that they need an electric motor to start them up.
Yeah.
And if it's gusty like this, they can use more energy trying to start it than they ever get out.
Yeah.
The wind is coming from one direction, but it's very up and down. The conditions are favouring the tortoises, who are slowly but steadily grinding away.
We're going to have to get ready to get the rope on again.
But the poor old hares have stalled again.
There we go. Faster, faster, faster. Okay, that's fine. Get the grinder on.
Watch your fingers.
Got it.
Fingers.
Okay.
Teams, you have 10 minutes left. 10 minutes grind time remaining.
Just grinding!
12 miles an hour.
Hold on to your helmets, folks. Maybe that gale is coming after all.
More beans.
Beans, Tony.
More beans.
Flat out. Flat out, man.
I can't put them in because I ain't got any.
Mr. Sulu, we're going to take off. Don't pull a brake. We want speed.
Look at that. Little beauty.
You're flat out, Wayne.
Yeah, go for it.
You don't get no quicker than this, mate. It's flying now, Jim, isn't it?
Yep.
Out of a pile of scrap as well, Jim.
Out of a pile of a scrap. That's where you find the people.
Careful, careful.
Both teams are flying, but the hares may now regret adding those blade extensions. It may be too windy for them now. Will their windmill survive the final few minutes?
Wow.
Whoa, it's going.
Teams, you have 1 minute grind time left. 1 minute grind time. We've got very high winds. Get grinding!
All right.
Come on! Teams, you have 20 seconds grind time left. Get grinding. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I can't believe it. Both windmills actually worked.
Don't trip over.
But have the hares outground the tortoises? or have the manic mechanics motored ahead of the brainy techno teachers.
It was still raining and it was still cold, but it was still heavy.
Okay, it's moment of truth time, guys. Let's get the techno teachers box on first.
Very heavy.
That's a lot of coffee. Not very good.
Come on then, you manics.
Oh, this is close.
Oh, it's close.
Oh. Well, if it comes to a,
I'm sure there's some whole beans in there.
If it comes to the equal, we can judge grain. Okay.
So it's congratulations to the techno teachers who go through to the semi-finals.
Next week, the teams are going to be having a ball.
Yep, they're going to have to fire a rugby ball as far as possible. But the trick is that their missile launcher must be human-powered.
Where's the ball gone?
Next today, Mark is getting to grips with the basics of helicopters as he embarks on the project of building one of his own from scratch. A chopper is born after the break.